Physical inventory versus item records. Here we differentiate physical inventory from its item records. We then discuss the costs and problems that can occur when physical inventory and records differ, the reasons inventory records can become inaccurate, errors or shrinkage, and various ways to mitigate errors or shrinkage. Physical inventory, item records, and accuracy. Inventory records and physical inventory levels are not always the same. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines physical inventory as follows. 1. The actual inventory itself. 2. The determination of inventory quantity by actual count. Physical inventories can be taken on a continuous, periodic, or annual basis. The item record or item master record for an item or stock keeping unit, SKU, contains important information that must be accurate if it is to be useful, part number and description. Quantity, location. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines some item accuracy terms as follows. Record accuracy, a measure of the conformity of recorded values in a bookkeeping system to the actual values. An example, if this is the on-hand balance of an item maintained in a computer record relative to the actual on-hand balance of the items in the stockroom. Inventory accuracy, when the on-hand quantity is within an allowed tolerance of the recorded balance. This important metric usually is measured as the percent of items with inventory levels that fall within tolerance. Target values usually are 95% to 99%, depending on the value of the item. For logistical operations, location management purposes, it is sometimes measured as the number of storage locations with errors divided by the total number of storage locations. While the goal is to have completely accurate item records, it is not realistic to assume that records will be completely accurate for each item. Therefore, each item is assigned a tolerance level that indicates the amount by which shelf count of an inventory amount may vary from the inventory record before intervention becomes necessary. Tolerances are assigned on the basis of the critical nature of the item's demand, for example, demand from important customers used in other processes, its monetary value, the difficulty of supply, for example, insecure sources of raw materials or components, highly variable lead times, or the difficulty in measuring or counting, for example, due to a difficult or remote storage location or a high rate of change. For example, if an item has a tolerance of plus or minus 5% and its inventory record is set at 100, an item will be considered within its tolerance limits if its count is within the range of 95 to 105 items. Inventory can become inaccurate due to errors or shrinkage. Prior to discussing these causes, let's go over some costs of inaccuracy. Costs of inaccurate inventory records. Inventory information must be accurate to be useful. Without accurate information about inventory investment and turnover, management cannot properly report on and analyze operations performance and improve that performance. Inventory records that fall outside of accuracy tolerance levels will result in incorrect financial valuations for financial statement reporting, which could mislead interested parties and lead to regulatory or other consequences. Accurate inventory records are necessary for accurate priority planning during sales and operations planning, master scheduling, material requirements planning, detailed capacity planning and scheduling, and efficient production execution. Accurate records also support customer service by ensuring that deliveries occur as promised. Poor records increase the chance of a stockout since inventory that should be present may not be. Exhibit 6-43 lists some of the negative consequences of poor inventory accuracy. Exhibit 6-43. Consequences of poor inventory accuracy. Inventory record error and mitigation. Inaccurate records are usually the result of human error, poorly designed manual or automated processes, or inadequate training and supervision. For example, employees may make data entry mistakes in entering item identifiers or amounts. They may put inventory in the wrong locations or pick the wrong inventory. They may fail to notice errors in amounts delivered versus what is shown in the supplier's documents. Inventory audit procedures could have process errors or human errors. Data collection forms and technologies may be poorly designed for their users or used in the wrong contexts. Automated systems may allow incorrect or duplicate supplier or employee entries or allow items to be removed from inventory without documenting withdrawal. Bills of material, BOMs, could contain errors such as requirements for quantities or parts that are not actually needed. Even a subassembly could be repeated by accident. While BOM errors are concerning in any environment, some systems automate inventory deductions via the schedule using backflushing, and in this case, BOM errors could be extended to the automated inventory accounting records. Operators should be trained to call out errors rather than taking workarounds. Employees may not be properly trained in how to withdraw items or document withdrawal and receipts. Training must communicate why accuracy is necessary and connect this need to the required tasks. Employee performance must be observed and corrected by supervisors. These issues can be made worse by inadequate or non-existent inventory auditing. Inventory audits provide a way to verify amounts, storage conditions, and employee compliance with processes. Inventory shrinkage and mitigation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines shrinkage and a related term, obsolescence, as follows. Inventory shrinkage, reductions of actual quantities of items in stock, in process, or in transit. The loss may be caused by scrap, theft, deterioration, evaporation, and so forth. Obsolescence, 1. The condition of being out of date. 2. A loss of value occasioned by new developments that place the older property at a competitive disadvantage. 3. A factor in depreciation. 4. A decrease in the value of an asset brought about by the development of new and more economical methods, processes, or machinery. 5. The loss of usefulness or worth of a product or facility as a result of the appearance of better or more economical products, methods, or facilities. Note how shrinkage can be used as an umbrella term that covers many sources of inventory loss, for example, scrap and shelf life. Let's look at several subtypes of shrinkage in more detail. Scrap is either an accepted part of an operation that can be accounted for with a scrap factor. The complement of this is the yield factor, or it is unplanned scrap caused by errors in processing. While scrap that is planned for due to process variability is not normally considered to be a type of inventory shrinkage, unexpected processing errors or scrap factors that are significantly different from the standard scrap factor can cause inventory shrinkage if the unexpected amount is not documented. Storage and processing areas may be vulnerable to theft or damage of items by insiders or outsiders. Areas may be unsecured or unmonitored. Exceptions to controls could be allowed. Employees might be able to conceal a theft electronically, such as by marking the inventory as a promotional item. Deterioration can occur in many ways. Foods may be vulnerable to damage from handling equipment, water leaks, heat, cold, or humidity. Perishable goods can be kept too long. Cross-contamination can occur. Evaporation could be accounted for in a scrap factor once it is known to be occurring. Each of these sources of loss may affect different supply chains with varying severity. For example, an organization that produces dairy products is likely to deal with more significant losses to shelf life than an automobile manufacturer does. Conversely, obsolescence would be more likely to be a significant loss source for an automobile manufacturer if it relies on specialized equipment that cannot handle significant design changes from model year to model year. It is important to set policies that can mitigate inventory shrinkage. Inventory loss due to shelf life issues, obsolescence, or unintentional damage may be addressed through a variety of methods, including setting proper manufacturing strategies and inventory levels and working to improve inventory turns to prevent obsolescence. Choosing more protective product packaging and smoother transportation modes where possible to prevent unintentional damage. Selecting more rapid modes of transportation and taking advantage of things such as cold chain shipping to prevent loss due to shelf life issues. Ensuring that inventory levels are accurate through regular audit procedures and at key points in the supply chain can help identify discrepancies caused by theft and other sources of loss or damage before they can get out of control. Some emerging technologies such as blockchain can help isolate sources of loss to particular interactions between a supply chain participant and the product. Loss of goods due to theft or intentional damage can be mitigated by insurance, but insurance cannot immediately replace inventory, nor will it fully reimburse a loss if there is a deductible. Proper security and handling procedures can reduce the occurrence of internal and external threats to inventory loss. Many of these procedures involve setting and enforcing proper operational and financial controls. One example of a key control is segregation of duties. For example, a warehouse employee should not be able to approve a material move and also carry out the move. Matching of invoice to purchase order and receiving documents is another control. Incomplete enforcement or special exceptions for controls can cause problems. For example, one organization had a rule that prohibited unauthorized vehicles from parking in the warehouse yard. An exception was made for one employee, and one night after work, he discovered a package taped to the underside of his bumper. He informed security and they left the package in place, eventually discovering a ring of warehouse employees engaging in theft. While the employee with the vehicle was trustworthy, the exception to the control had been costly to the organization.